Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So welcome to episode 20. And before we get started, I just want to say, if you guys need someone to coach you through the whole weight loss process, contact me, okay? You can do that through email over on christopher@theweightmates.com. You can do it through social media over on @theweightmates. Instagram and Twitter is where I'm most active. Or you can even go to my Patreon, www.patreon.com/theweightmates, to, you know, get yourself a package and you know, really get yourself started in the best way possible. The basic plan starts at €40 a month, which is perfectly priced, because trust me, you're not going to find any personal trainer that is cheaper than that. And it's completely focused on guiding you in the very best way possible. This is one-on-one coaching, right? So it's not like I'm going to punt you off to someone else. Nope, it's going to be one-on-one, you and me, and I'll try and get you the best results possible. Beyond that, grab yourself a nice glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. For me, I've chosen a glass of water today because it's nice and easy, and it makes me feel good about myself. So, you know, that's nice. So, the problem we're talking about today is how to talk to your family or friends, or how to find someone to talk to about your weight loss journey, right? And the process that you are looking to go through. Because this is something that is usually very much underestimated and something that can be quite hard for a couple different reasons. So sometimes you have a family that makes fun of your weight, right? Sometimes that's jokingly, sometimes that's a more serious form of making fun of your weight. And that can make it really difficult to feel like you can trust these people to tell them about how you're feeling, right? The second thing is that, you know, sometimes you have a family that, or a set of friends or someone that really, really cares about you being healthy and about your general physique, that they kind of create this all or nothing mentality, right? It's either you completely dive into it, or you scrap out all of the foods and you only eat healthy and you do lots of exercise. And that can feel quite suffocating because that's not how it works. As we've learned in the past few episodes, that's not how that works. On top of that, a very different reason can be that you just simply don't have any close family around or no really close friends that you can talk to this about. And so it feels like you cannot talk to anyone about it. And that can be quite tough because it is so incredibly important to talk about your weight loss journey, right? Because people that you can talk to, they can form a support network and they can provide compassion and understanding as well as accountability, which is often incredibly helpful, right? So allow me to explain the problem a bit further, right? Because, you know, I personally haven't been here because I'm very blessed to have a very great family that really supports me. But I do know people that have been here, so I can definitely tell from their experience how this kind of goes. So in the case where you have family around you, but they always tend to react in the wrong way, usually you start the conversation, right? You're full of positive energy and full of willpower and you're going to do it this time. And, you know, you're really excited. And then you start talking to them and then you can instantly start feeling the conversation start spiraling out of control, right? Because either A, you're not being taken seriously, right? And this generally happens if you've tried to lose weight before, right? If you've had previous weight loss attempts, there's this general skepticism from family members or from friends or from someone else. And that can really just make you feel very down. Or sometimes, you know, people have too intensive a response, right? This is the thing we just talked about. They create this all or nothing mentality, which just really doesn't help. Sometimes, you know, people just don't care. And if that's the case, I'm very, very sorry about that because that's just not nice. Sometimes people care too much, right? It's meant really well, right? They are really supportive and it's meant really, really well. It comes from the best place of their heart, but it can also put a lot of pressure on you, right? Which is not what you want. And sometimes in some situations, and you know, I have been here, you just get straight up false information, right? And you know it at that point. And usually this type of information tends to come from crazy aunts that have seen their friend Janet on Facebook promoting how they've lost 6,000 kilos in the last 3 hours. And generally, yeah, it's not a very reliable source of information. So, and you know, in this case, none of it really feels like it helps. And so it just makes you feel very alone on this journey, right? Which is the last thing you want, because like we just discussed, people that you can talk to about your journey, they form a support network, right? They provide that compassion and that understanding that you need to stick to it, right? And equally, if you're in the situation where you don't have anyone to talk to about your weight loss journey, you know, it just kind of starts with, well, okay, I want to talk to people about it. I want to get that support network going. But who do I talk to, right? I might have some friends, but what if they just don't care, right? That's usually a question that I see with people. And equally, you know, you might have some family, but they live too far away. So you start thinking, well, how can they really help me, right? I could just, you know, not tell them and it'd be all the same, right? And so you just feel like you just cannot talk to anyone about it, which makes it a very lonely journey. And again, I'm sorry that you feel that way, because that's not how it's supposed to be. So luckily enough, though, there is definitely a solution for all of the above situations, right? Whether you have plenty of people to talk to, or whether you have no people to talk to at all, there are definitely solutions. And so we can just, you know, we might as well just dive into those right away. For the family situation, the way I would approach it, so if you have people to talk to, right, either that's direct family or direct friends, you know, stuff like that, I would start with planning the conversation somewhat, right? Figure out, you know, what's my goal? Am I just looking to inform these people? Am I asking for support? Am I asking some kind of action from people? You know, if you know what you're trying to achieve, it's going to be much easier to decide whether or not your conversation with these people was actually useful or not. Equally, also start thinking about some of the problems you might run into, right? Are people going to be skeptical or jealous or non-understanding or anything of the kind? If you know that beforehand, you can already decide how you're going to respond to that, okay? And then additionally, and this very much aligns with, you know, what your goal of the conversation is, what are you expecting of the people that you're telling, right? Are you expecting simply emotional support? Are you expecting physical support? Are you expecting, you know, accountability or maybe an exercise buddy? Or, you know, if you know what you want from people, it becomes a much clearer conversation, right? And so that's kind of the part of plan the conversation, right? Make sure that you know what it is you're saying. What is your goal? What are some of the problems that you're running into? And what are you expecting of others? If you know the answer to those three questions, then you're already halfway there, right? The other half of this plan, this solution, is to actually have the conversation, right? And this can be tricky, right? Because even if you plan it in the best way possible, the execution of that plan, of how you've planned this conversation, can still completely go the other way. So in order to avoid that, here's some things you can do. Make sure to choose a time where you have someone's full attention, right? Don't do it when they're looking at the TV. Don't do it when they're busy with work or when they're trying to cook or, you know, something like that. Make sure you have their full attention. Then clearly start with how you are feeling, right? Make sure that people are aware. Then after that, explain, what are you expecting, right? And you don't have to expect anything, right? Like I said, it might just be emotional support or accountability or an exercise buddy or anything else, but it also doesn't have to be anything. You might just want to inform people instead. Also, make sure to explain what you're going to do, right? Are you going to calorie count, or are you going to do keto or something else? Again, please stick with CECO. It is by far the easiest one to get into. But, you know, make sure that people know what you're doing, because weight loss is, you know, if you're learning a lot from this podcast about what weight loss is and how you should go about doing it, then imagine how much people don't know, right? The average people that don't listen to podcasts or parents that aren't very tuned into the online world, you know, imagine how much they don't know about weight loss. So make sure to explain what you are going to do. And then as the very last thing, explain the kind of change that might occur for the people that you're telling, right? For friends, you know, that this usually is very limited. Maybe you want to tell them, you know, when we're out and about somewhere, I might just have water instead of something else, or I might just not have a snack, or I might not go out for dinner for a while. And that's all fine, but make sure to tell them, especially when it comes to families, because people generally dislike change as it is. especially if they don't understand what is changing, right? If they don't understand what's changing, then how are they supposed to just go, okay, yeah, I accept whatever is going to change, because they don't know, right? And so that might be very scary for them. So if you already know what's going to change for them, and that might be very little or it might be a lot, then at least they can prepare for that, or at the least they can respond to that and tell you, okay, I'm okay with these changes, or I'm not okay with these changes, and then you can work that out together. So make sure you have someone's full attention. Make sure that you explain how you're feeling, right? That's very important. Make sure to explain how you're feeling. Then explain what you are expecting from people. Explain what you are going to do. And explain what might change for the people that you're telling, okay? And if you do all of those things, that is the other half of this solution, right? You need to plan the conversation, and then you need to execute it in such a way that it's really clear for the people you're telling what's going to happen, what you're going to do, what's going to change for them, and so on, okay? Now, and then to talk about the situation in which you have no one to talk to, or it feels like you have no one to talk to, again, make sure to plan the conversation. Even if you don't know yet who you're going to talk to, make sure to plan the conversation. Remember, what is your goal? Are you just looking to inform people? Are you looking for support? Are you looking for action from people? Make sure that you understand what that is. Then again, make sure to understand which kind of problems you might run into, right? Will people be jealous? Will they be skeptical? Will it be non-understanding? Will they be very understanding? You know, kind of figure out what the things are that you can respond to. And then additionally, you know, what are you expecting of the person you're going to tell? Now, this is probably the difficult one if you don't know who you're going to tell, right? So in order to find out who you're going to talk to, there's a couple of good options. It's a bit more limited than when you already have people you can talk to. So if you don't have anyone to talk to, just think to yourself, do I maybe have some good friends that I can talk to, right? Kind of go over the people that you're friends with and kind of figure out, hey, is there a person in this list that I can talk to and that will understand what I'm going through? The second option is to talk to a doctor, right? And I know that in some countries, doctors are very expensive, so it might not be an option. But in other countries, doctors can be free. And so that might be a good solution as well. Additionally, and this is one I am very much a fan of, online communities, right? They can be super, super helpful. Like, for example, if you go to Reddit, there is r/loseit, there's r/weightlossadvice, there's r/fitness, and that's just naming three subreddits that are filled with tons of nice people, with tons of good information that can really help you with the emotional support, with the physical support, with extra information, and so on and so forth. So if you do feel like you have no one to talk to, make sure to plan your conversation and then start looking around, right? Whether that be for good friends, whether that be for a doctor, or whether that's for an online community, right? If you stick to those principles, then, you know, you can definitely talk to family and friends or find people to talk to about your weight loss journey. And remember, if things don't go to plan, right? If you've planned your conversation and it just doesn't go the way you want it to, that's okay. Just remember, you're in it for yourself and you can absolutely do this, right? The very first support network you'll have is me, right? If you religiously listen to this podcast, which thank you so much, I am here for you as well, okay? Right? And that doesn't cost any money, right? This podcast will be free forever, right? And I'll always be here to help. Just send in your questions and I'm happy to answer them, okay? But make sure, and this is going to sound very, very backward, if you're talking to people like your family or friends or whatever, make sure that you give these people time to get accustomed to the idea of you losing weight. Now, I understand that sounds very, very backwards, because why are they being so difficult about something that is difficult for you, right? And again, this all has to do with change, right? People don't like change. Everyone hates it when your train is late. Everyone hates it when a family member all of a sudden cancels on a certain outing that you guys are planning, because change tends to make plans not go to plan, right? And that sucks. So if you have family and friends that generally in the past needed time to get accustomed to new ideas, to changes and things that were happening to them, make sure to give them that time here as well, right? Don't expect instant results on the first day, on the first conversation. Instead, start your weight loss journey, right, with the information from this podcast series. And in the best way possible, just keep having that conversation. If people have questions about what you're doing, keep explaining, right? Be patient with people. And in general, that's a good life lesson. Be patient with people, okay? Because patience always wins. So if you need any extra help at all, just feel free to reach out on my socials, right, at The Weight Mates. Instagram and Twitter is where I'm most active. Or shoot me an email over on christopher@theweightmates.com, and I'll be happy to help you out. So with that out of the way, I hope that this really helps with your weight loss journey. And I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.